Hey there, this is Katie, and I have a great ass.
I am going to eat a pot brownie.
Oh. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tomorrow, Dick Morris, author of the book Fleeced, our in-studio movie guy.
It's going to be great.
For tomorrow, Joe McLeod.
Excellent. I'm really looking forward to what he has to say about Hancock.
I am wishing him the very best of luck. And
Godspeed.
Your iPod sucks. We're going to be bringing our iPods in and playing sections of our iPod, selections from our iPods.
Your iPod
I found
sucks.
The wire.
You did?
Yeah, let me see your iPod. I want to make sure this is the right wire.
Okay.
Going to test it?
Yeah.
I like that.
Right over here. Here we go. All right. Rob's coming over here. Going to see if it works.
Hold on.
Did you spill something?
I did not because I had the cap on. I'm
right,
sorry. Are you enjoying the music of B.W. Stevenson?
Yes, I really enjoy that. Yes, that's why I want you to get my iPod.
Okay. Doing.
All right. Don't play anything classical.
Well, you selected something, it looks like.
All right,
okay,
I'm waiting.
Oh,
you'll
like this. Yeah.
Okay, he's plugging it in right now.
Had to stop and read it first.
Okay. All right, let's see. Okay. See if it works.
Here we go.
Mike's iPod, live on the radio. This is a test for tomorrow's show and an indication of how things are going to go.
Maybe we need a different wire. I thought this was a good wire.
Well, that also just came back from the shop.
Well, I can tell if I put my headphones in it, if it's working. You've not tested it?
No.
You should have tested it.
How do I test it? I don't have my thing.
You put your headphones in.
I don't. My headphones don't have that kind of jock. That jack, rather.
Okay, right. Hold on. It's.
All right. God damn it.
All right.
Is it jamming?
I can hear it.
Yeah, it's a little Buddy Rich.
Exactly. Your iPod sucks.
Your iPod sucks. We'll find out tomorrow. All right. Enough of that. We could do this all night. Let's get the final buzz and get out of here.
You're both wrong. My iPod sucks.
Yes, well, you've never understood me anyway.
It's not my iPod sucks.
That's right. Oh, Bethann, prison mail. We have some prison mail. We'll get to this tomorrow also. Here's some prison mail that we got. Don't read it.
We can read that along with the psycho letter I got.
Oh, really? Good. Yes. We'll do some light reading tomorrow on the show. Very good.
Bring me those wires, would you, Bethann? Awesome.
Cigarette smoking is still killing people, but...
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, Rob.
But because racism can take some odd forms, we now appear to be less concerned with the health of African Americans. Because a new law that bans flavored cigarettes does not apply to menthols, which are more popular with black smokers.
Don't you blaspheme in here! Don't you blaspheme in here!
Some news people smoke menthols.
What was that?
But you're not naming any names.
No,
right?
I might have been a Freudian slip.
Yes, you want to keep quiet, you.
Candy, fruit, and spice-flavored cigarettes would be banned under the law because of their appeal to young, new smokers.
Where are my apricot fags?
Why, this cigarette does the taste of cinnamon.
Yes, I'd like my strawberries.
Strawberry Lynxenberry.
The Congressional Black Caucus is criticizing the menthol exemption, but the makers of Newport have launched an email campaign telling customers to write their congressman to keep menthol alive.
And you're into that, aren't you?
I just think it's an interesting story. I'm into the story.
Very good, I understand.
New York City, now with 98% fewer trans fats. As of today, it's illegal for New York restaurants to cook with trans fats, which may be nearly as deadly as smoking. So today, city health inspectors are beginning to look for violators. They don't expect to find any, since 98% of the places checked so far are in compliance.
He's playing it. I only got that on one channel.
Oh, I got it in two.
You did?
Yeah, we'll check in a second, but I think we have some audio coming.
Ron is running around right now.
The right tape is going to be here when I say a health department spokesman says...
We think that this can help keep New Yorkers healthier. Trans fat was like lead in paint. It was very unhealthy. Mm-hmm. It was completely replaceable. And I don't think anyone's missing it. They certainly haven't missed it in the first phase, and I don't think anyone's going to miss it as the second phase goes into effect.
Not so far. Are the fries going to taste worse?
No, they'll be delicious and better for you.
It won't affect it.
It won't.
Trans fat is mostly just cheaper, isn't it, Buzz?
Yeah, old you before you started to lose your 20 pounds would have been all against that.
Not really.
Leave them in.
You know, Krispy Kreme never used trans
fat.
They never did?
Comes from.
Hey, Buzz did an impression.
Did you just do Rob?
Not a very good one.
Let me hear it, please.
That's where the flavor comes from.
From the trans fat.
That was excellent.
Very good.
Let's see if this is two channels.
There we go.
Yeah, I hear two channels.
All right, skip ahead, play another one.
Well, you know what? I've got to go to shuffle.
Okay.
Let's do the iPod shuffle.
Very good.
This one's called China.
No, not the Frampton.
There you go.
I got to edit the Frampton out.
You love
skip
it.
Skip ahead. Your iPad sucks, Bethann.
This is Halloween music.
That's the Halloween. Yeah, I know. God damn it.
This is going to be fun.
No, I don't want that.
I'm not
that was a Chris Vecchietti, you bastard.
I'm not picking him.
You're fixing it.
You're making him look
bad. I'm editing. I'm going to do. That's all I'm going to do tonight.
He's
going to
come in with six songs.
Play one more.
Tonight, we all go home and remove the songs that suck.
It feels like the first time.
Foreigner!
Your iPod Suck Show tomorrow, right here. Same time, same station. Go ahead, Buzz.
All right, I shall. Pause. A Boeing 777 airliner had to dump its precious fuel into Lake Michigan yesterday afternoon, just before a Japanese airliner made an emergency landing.
Oh, no.
Birds were sucked into one of the plane's jet engines, shutting it down completely. 190 people on board are fine. But the government's also investigating to see if metal fatigue was a factor in the engine freezing up.
Boy, metal fatigue. Those 777s are actually relatively new airplanes.
They are, and this was a flock of birds that went into one of the engines.
Was it JAL, Japan Airlines?
Nippon, I think.
Nippon, okay.
Yes.
Stop.
Don't look at me. You don't look at me.
God, I hate it when he does that.
I didn't do a damn thing.
Right. Fuel has gotten so...
Let's have some more Celtic Christmas music on our iPod.
It's Celtic ass.
Okay, yeah, well, that's not on my iPod.
Mm-hmm. Fuel's gotten so precious on the ground, UPS is telling its drivers to avoid making left turns wherever possible.
What?
Engines idle while waiting for a safe left turn opportunity, and UPS uses a lot of fuel. Tests have shown, decidedly, that a right turn only policy saves a significant amount of gas. UPS already saved well over 3 million gallons of gas this way last year.
You know, it does make sense when you think about it, because where do you wait longer? You wait for a left-hand turn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what if you have to go way out of your way to make a right turn?
They have found that it's more fuel efficient to keep moving. Idling burns more gas. It's better to go around the block making right turns.
A friend of my family, Tom Letty, had a car in high school that could only turn right, so he had to plan his route way in advance because he could only turn right.
We used to have a sales guy who could only turn right.
Yeah. But that wasn't
he
his car.
Couldn't turn his head, you
see. Hey, how you doing there, Buzzy?
Hi, Tim.
Yeah, all right. I'm at another radio station now.
Do you have another deal for me that requires me to do most of the work?
Sure, absolutely, but I'll never get back to you.
That's Tim. To adjust to this new gas price-driven economy, the state of Utah is moving its employees to a four-day work week, and not voluntarily. Many states now offer it to their employees as an option. In Utah, soon, a four-day week will be mandatory.
Hey, is that going to be the whole country, maybe?
It could happen, especially if the economy keeps the
way
it is. You
know, they're like, I'm all excited. Like, it would happen with us. It won't happen to us.
You know what they'll do? If they'll give us a four-day work week, but make the show 6 hours long. We're working more!
Firefighters.
Well, that's the way I decided it should be.
I thought it would be a nice solution.
And don't you see, you have every Tuesday off.
Thanks so much. And what do you have, a gun? No, don't bring that, please.
We're not comfortable.
Law says I can. In Utah, soon, it'll be mandatory, except in the courts, prisons, and universities this four-day work week.
Check the radio stations in Utah and see if they're giving those guys a four-day work
week.
Don't
see it listed here, Mike.
Right.
The governor says the four-day work week is a good way to reduce the state's carbon footprint and to save money on energy.
Very good.
Finally, Tiger Woods, on the advice of his doctor, will not be hosting the AT&T National at the Congressional Country Club in Bethesda, Maryland this week after all.
Oh, that sucks for golf fans and
a lot of people.
Oh, you know what?
What?
Everyone who bought tickets are going to understand. They're going to say, that's okay, Tiger. Get that knee better.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Well, Tiger says he'd love to be there.
Sure he would. Yeah, right.
And he made the decision reluctantly. Believe him.
Just like everybody that works in D.C. wants to be in D.C.
Now,
in July.
You got to believe Tiger's a golfer. You got to believe that he wants to play. Golfers love their game.
Well, he can't play, but now he's not even going to show up?
That's right.
Oh, God.
But he wanted to be there because that's how passionate golfers are about the game.
Are you, like, giving me crap because I'm a golfer?
No, I'm setting up the kicker.
Okay, go ahead. You've never understood
me. You're scoring at home.
All right, very good.
The table is set. Get ready, America.
In Milwaukee, a foursome and two caddies were about to tee off from the 16th Saturday when a man with a mask and a gun jumped out of the woods and robbed them of all their valuables.
That's a shame.
Quit it, Mike.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
The golfers reported the incident to police after finishing the last three holes.
There you go.
I love that. Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That is fantastic.
See? I know we don't have time for a joke, but I'll just do the punchline.
Yes.
Hit the ball, drag Charlie.
Yes.
Hit the ball, drag Charlie.
Absolutely. Or I got another one for you. Well, I had to finish out. I was married to her for 18 years. Thanks a lot to
poker superstar Jamie Gold.
He was a great guy on the show, and also everybody that called and participated for the fabulous memory game today.
I've forgotten about that joke.
It stays at seven levels. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride.
That's fair.
Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak.
Hello.
Our phone screener is Joe Hardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara with a limerick for you.
I love them.
Ready, guys?
The poem of your people.
There once was a girl named McBride with young male interns at her side. They would do all her bidding, but who are we kidding? It's CK that she wants to ride.
Yeah!
That's it. We'll see you tomorrow for the iPod Show. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yay!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.